You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft.
Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Wise men say only fools rush in.
This is why we divorce.
Yes, it is. Correct. I just like to remind you every now
just
and
like
again.
Just like the very specific way that you clench your jaw yeah. when you sing.
Yeah. No, it's really that's what's going in the paperwork.
You can't your honor, work through that in therapy.
Your Honor, he clenches his jaw when he sings. Only sometimes, like when I need to do a special mm-hmm. voice, like a UB40 song, which... Why did they choose this UB40 song to introduce the entire season?
Oh, I didn't catch that.
You should have been paying a little more attention. The first thing in my notes is UB40 song, though I have to point out now it says 00000000 UB40 song because Izzy Cat stepped on the keyboard bunch.
You know what else?
What?
UB40, IB40.
UB40, happy birthday, Anna.
You guys, I've
who just turned 40.
The land of Elise. Roll me into a crypt and call me deceased.
That was a nice little poem, little slant rhyme with Elise and deceased.
Yeah, suck a dick, Amanda Gorman. You're not the only poet in town.
If Biden gets inaugurated again, they're going to call you for the inauguration
yeah,
to
done.
Drop some rhymes like that.
Done. What rhymes with?
My name is Anna. I am a poet.
That's a great segue into one of our first shout outs.
Okay, let's do it. Let's hear it.
If I can get there.
You have all the shout outs this time because nobody emails us. Thanks, guys.
You
is
can,
email dead now?
You can, well, yes.
Okay,
is
email not the preferred format for snarky comments about our podcast? Dear here for the wrong reasons, per my last request.
This shout out
okay.
is first. I come kindly, your obedient servant. R dot web.
A dot low.
This all comes together.
Okay.
Because, look at Izzy.
The listener can't. So, I mean, I think that this cat podcast that we've got going has a limited appeal for the masses in the audio format. Though Izzy and Baxter are having a face-off right now. If you guys could see it, you would be laughing as hard as Anna.
It's funny.
It's pretty funny. Yeah. Oh, it's great. All right. Who do we got to shout out to, though?
This person is getting multiple shout-outs.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's pretty rare that this happens.
Okay.
That our worlds just combine.
Okay. Let's hit us with it.
First, this person just naturally gets a shout out because her name is Stephanie.
Okay.
And she sent us a fun Instagram where she said she's been trying to cast members of the Bachelorverse in Hamilton.
Oh, interesting.
She says, so far, all I've got is casting Chris Sewells as Aaron Burr because he's killed someone. Well played, Stephanie.
Ooh-wee. Yeah. That,
takes a
I'm
lot
I'm a damn
to...
fool that ran into him.
But so obviously
there's that shout
Hamilton,
out for sure.
Yeah, brought to mind your mm-hmm. Hamilton reference.
This
Stephanie's,
is all coming together.
Okay.
Okay, but now
prepare to have your mind blown.
Okay, my mind was already kind of blown by that Chris Sewells joke. What do you got for us next?
Because Kelsey wrote us and said, "Hello, I'm not sure when you are recording the next pod. It may be too late for this week. Don't worry, Kelsey. We're slackers.
Oh, so we are really putting it behind. Late. You're lucky to get this by Thursday, gang.
Yeah. My friend Stephanie is a super fan, and today is her birthday, and I know a shout out on the pod would really make her week. She is turning the big 2-8. Well, fuck you, Stephanie. Try turning 40. Old.
Well, I mean, she would be a little old to be a candidate on this season, so...
True.
Yeah,
true.
Unless she's a content creator, then they might let her slide in.
Or a nurse. How many nurses are we going to get?
Hopefully a few more.
She said, sorry we ride in a lot. You are basically our go-between, even though we're roommates. Aww, roomie listeners.
So, Stephanie, Kelsey wants you to do the dishes, and...
Happy
Stephanie.
Birthday, you old biddy.
Kelsey, Stephanie needs you to stop leaving your laundry on the floor. We're the go-between between you all now. Yeah, the big 2-8. Oh, my God.
Seems like it just happened to me. And then the next day, I was turning 40.
You blinked, and now you're as good as dead.
Now I have to go get my face lasered off. Freaking Ramona when she got that chemical peel right before the women went to Mexico.
Well, that's what happens when you get a laser shot at your face.
Well, guess what? That's how you renew cell growth.
Is it, or is that somebody being like, hey, this laser will renew cell growth?
Tracks, I think. I think it makes
that all
sense.
Sounds right. We'll just
Don't
shoot
I
your face
good?
With this.
Had to go teach with all these dark splotches all over my face. I'm all swollen. Had to drive home with the window down because my face was on fire. Guys, It was the worst. Turning 40 sucks.
But we'll come back to this later. You celebrated your birthday with...
A party bus.
So, yeah, you relate exactly to these contestants.
Me and Christina, we get it.
Two peas. All right, who else do you have to shout out for us?
Well, that was a lot of them.
Yeah.
I would like to shout out our real-life friend and listener. I knew that she checked in every now and then. Uh-huh. I didn't realize what a loyal listener she was. Ellie.
Oh, Ellie.
Yeah, giving you a shout-out, girl. She also brought up a couple of missteps from the musical of choice question in Ask Us Anything.
Yep.
I didn't mention Grease. And Ellie, you are correct.
Oh, yeah.
That is one of my very favorite
We
musicals.
Went over, like, you didn't mention, like, there was,
Grease
like, four things.
And Avenue Q.
Yes.
Avenue Q was huge because I freaking love that musical.
Yeah, no, there were, like, you were like, I know there's some musicals I'm missing. And they're, like, the most obvious musicals that we've referenced 50 times on this
correct.
Show. Yeah. Grease is the word, is the word, is the word. Isn't that one of the songs?
What do you do with a BA in English? I don't even know the tune anymore, but the sentiment is
Oh,
great.
Yeah, it's there. Yes.
Okay, so shout out to Ellie.
Uh-huh.
Shout out to Bridge.
Uh-huh. What's Bridge saying to us?
She said, would y'all ever consider covering another show? This is kind of a little bit of an Ask Us Anything.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my ideas. One is probably a no, but it's such a great show. And then she suggested Love is Blind and The Challenge. I've never watched The Challenge.
Okay.
I believe it's a Real World spinoff, maybe. I think it's on MTV.
Okay.
Love is Blind, I think I've referenced this before. I love Love is Blind, but Ryan has never watched it.
How long is it? I mean, is it something that we could... Is there a new season coming out? What is this?
Well, they just did the second season.
Okay.
Not that long ago.
Would we have to... Like, could we just start with the third season if they release a third season?
We could. I feel like you missed some of the...
the nuance.
Here's the thing.
Some of the sophisticated themes that run throughout the show.
Well, you really need to know the history.
Yeah. But do they bring new people on every time?
Yeah,
or is
of course.
It, okay.
Yeah. But I think, I mean, we talked about this because that was a question on Ask Us Anything. You got to get in on the ground floor, but you don't know if a show is going to be good or not until it's too late.
Is it that long? How many episodes are in a season of Love is Blind?
I mean, probably 12,
okay.
Maybe.
Are they a half an hour?
No, they are an hour.
Okay.
They're
so we're talking about 24, one solid so day of my life.
Yeah. Oh,
to catch
yeah.
up
I mean,
from
you can
midnight
knock it out.
To midnight.
The first
I could be
season,
caught up.
I want to say they released during the pandemic because I remember just like blowing that out in maybe 2 days.
Okay. I think I watch them all straight in one solid day and then record immediately afterwards my feelings about this show.
A mega episode.
Just after being deprived of sleep for 24 hours and just see what I have to say about it.
Okay, I'll
do that. I'm sure it's going to be great. Yeah.
Seems like a good good use of time. We
have time to burn. That's the thing. We just have so much free time between the two of us.
Ryan's going on dates every day, so I don't know when he's going to fit that in. Mr. Man About Town.
Mr. Hinge Man About Town. Mm-hmm. Oh, goodness.
I think that's it.
Okay.
Oh, wait, no. Sorry. Corinna.
Oh, right.
I knew we had one more.
Okay. And we decided to say Corinna and not Karina.
Corinna.
So, Corinna, if you are Karina, we apologize. But if you are Corinna, we nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
Nailed it.
She sent us a invite. Tim and Lori are getting divorced. Come celebrate. Oop, let me see.
Oh, Tim and Lori are having a party?
The end of a bad marriage and the return of a good friendship. Plus ones are welcome. Ours will be there.
Oh, that's great.
So this is a Reddit thing that she said. Oh, okay. It said, I guess divorce parties are a thing now. And she said, made me think of you and Ryan.
Oh.
Yeah, I would love to have a divorce
party. We should do it. Yeah. We'd invite all our listeners.
Well, I play tennis at a club, and I told you this. There was a couple that had a really bad marriage, like explosively, I think, angry.
Yeah.
And they were, that sounds like a party that we would have.
Yes.
Of like, we still like each other, right, and have a friendship.
Let's get a pinata, yeah, and some pretzels.
Yeah.
A bowl of peanut butter M&Ms.
She was going to have a party that I believe was going to be much more of a fuck you.
I don't believe the gentleman was invited to said party.
He wasn't, but they were both members of this club, so it was going to be even more awkward.
Yes, right. Because he would he have crashed? I guess, so she chickened out and she didn't have the party.
She chickened out. She didn't have the party. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, you got anything else for us? Mm-mm. Any other shout outs? That was thank you, everybody. Stephanie, happy birthday. This is
Sorry if there were shout outs that we forgot. It feels like it's been 84 years.
Well, for you, it almost has.
Yep.
I mean, you're so old
now.
Well,
time moves quickly now.
Now that you're close to the end.
Post 40, 1 year is actually 2.5 years for me. So
it's like dog years.
Yeah.
Now. Yeah, so let's get into this show that we watched. I did want to also mention, going back to the UB40 song that I can't stop talking about. This song, do you recall this? This song was on the soundtrack for the movie Sliver, which was a Sharon Stone movie in which she lived in a high-rise apartment.
She shows her vag.
I believe so, because the premise is a guy has installed cameras everywhere to spy on her.
Mm-hmm.
And in seventh grade, my friend Gavin Jute went to see the movie and came back and told me, I had a Woody through that whole movie.
And then you said, I did when I watched Mr. Baseball.
But I didn't watch Mr. Baseball. I was not allowed.
Well, speaking of Ryan having Woodies through whole movies, did you see the news that the Romeo and Juliet actors are suing?
Yes, I sure did. For the top, which that does make sense. They were underage. I did not realize that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they are suing for the nudity.
In retrospect.
That is a slow burn on that lawsuit, by the way.
Cash in when you can.
Yeah. You know what? I'm real pissed about that all of a sudden.
Let me ask you this.
Okay.
At the risk of saying something that's a little bit unwoke.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Okay. This is how I get fired.
Yep. Let's hear it.
On the note of consent, inappropriate versus appropriate behavior.
Where is this going?
Did you notice that Zach asked every single girl if he could kiss them?
I did. I did.
What did you
that.
Think about that? Because I do think it's like a consent thing.
Yeah.
With the, you know, post Me Too.
Yes.
But I gotta say, ladies, it takes some of the romance out of it.
Yeah.
Like,
no, I do agree. So I think. Yeah, I kind of sort of agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I mean, good. That's good.
I understand the intent, but
it's not very sexy.
It's not very sexy at all.
Yeah, it's not. And I guess, I mean, here's the thing is these are virtual strangers that he's known for a few minutes.
But then
so
don't
I can
kiss
get,
them.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Fine. Just wait until the next date.
Yeah. So I do get where it's coming from. I get what you're saying.
I feel like what it is for me, maybe at its core, is I think like the first night especially, unless you have one of the leads that's just like kissing everyone, which there have been a few, but that doesn't really seem like Zach's thing. But he did kiss a fair amount of the women. It just always, it feels more, if you don't ask, like it's a spur of the moment thing. And like, he's so attracted to them that he's just like swept away in the moment. And so is she. And like, that it really gets to like a chemistry or a spark.
Well, like I can't, in a good
like,
way,
I know it's
I
the
can't
first
help
night
myself.
To sing, to quote the song we were just singing before we started. Hey, I just met you and this is crazy. Can I kiss you? Yes, no, or maybe. How about that?
That was good. That was a good on the fly
Gorman.
Weird Al over here.
I don't know. I feel like it takes away from some of the like spontaneity, which it would in any episode anyway, but for some reason the first night I was just like, man, this is supposed to be all about like romance and chemistry and connection. And
this is actually a great question for listeners. Ladies, weigh in. Do you want yeah, I'm genuinely curious to hear what people have to say. Do you want a man to ask if he can kiss you, or do you want him just to do it?
Just do it.
Well, I think this is dangerous because Aziz Ansari clearly can't tell these kinds of things. But if you are but what I'm saying is if you are attuned to body language, like you should be able to tell if someone wants to kiss you or not. I know people aren't always, but ideally you would be able to tell. And like if you move towards someone and they move away, like they
also
do not
like,
want to kiss
you're
you.
You're on a romance reality show, so I feel like the element of consent isn't quite, not that it's not there as much, but like you can assume that it's okay to kiss someone if they're going on The Bachelor, if they want to be kissed.
Sure. No, I would like to hear from our female
listeners.
See,
I don't have to get fired. I'm not saying anything offensive, I don't think.
I don't think. We'll see. We'll see what our listeners say.
Now that I'm
say.
A
Maybe
boomer, I guess
it.
I don't know.
Okay, boomer.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's dig into this because what I'll tell you about Zach is just a genuine guy who came here for love and love alone, Jesse Palmer tells us.
What you may not have known about Zach, I knew you would love this.
Oh,
he
I did.
He played in a band in the 7th grade called Public Disturbance.
You know, Jesse, I didn't know that. Because I know nothing about Zach. I couldn't tell you 3 things about Zach, so I definitely did not know that. I also did not know that he was a college DJ.
Versace.
I love, this was the perfect, like, epitome of the episode for me. It was like, did you know? And then picked, like, the most boring things in the world.
Oh, I think it's cute. I'm going to put it out here right now, early on.
Okay.
I think we're going to end up liking Zach.
Okay. I don't dislike him, but he's like, I'm just a guy who likes family, football, and frozen pizzas. Like, he feels like
fun,
an AI.
Fireworks and family.
Boats,
that's the 4.
Brew, and buds. It seems like someone made an AI to be The Bachelor.
Yeah.
To me.
Shout out to our listener, Maggie, who sent us a TikTok of someone going over some of the contestants, but they also said that Zach was like a mannequin come to life.
Yes, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. Yes, like someone who's just learning how to be a boy.
Like, I tell you who's not a boy but a man.
Who's that?
Sean Lowe. You look old AF, man.
I have that he looks a little rough. Which, I mean, he might need
I look that?
He needs some laser
buddy,
on his face.
Go get an IPL photo facial. You're going to have to dunk your head in ice for 24 hours afterwards.
Stick your head out the window. Yeah, they. Is this how far they have to go back to find a successful bachelor? I mean, is that why Sean Lowe is here?
I also think Sean and Zach are like cut from the same cloth.
Sure. Oh, yeah. I feel like Zach is the new Sean Lowe.
But
I mean,
they've trotted Sean out a couple of times recently.
Yeah, but I mean, what I'm saying
is this the most recent success story? No. Although saying that, I'm like,
give me a more recent success story.
I cannot. I'd have to look through the archives.
Sure,
or perhaps
Robin.
Robin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
69.
Yeah.
Robin, 69.
He says that he wouldn't have picked Catherine out from the beginning and that she's not his type. I'm sure Catherine's like, thanks,
cool,
buddy. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
But he says that kind of taught him a good lesson, because as the season progressed and he couldn't stop thinking about her, he was like, oh, there's something different about Catherine, even though, like, maybe initially she's not who sure. I would be like, it's uh-huh. you.
Right. Well, and I think that's it's a good lesson. Give people some time.
It is.
Yeah, to yeah. grow on you. That first impression, Rose, may not mean that much.
Yeah.
Yeah, but clearly Madison needs to go home.
Well, and she does.
Yes, I'm just saying. On one hand, is like give people more time. On the other hand,
first impressions aren't here, everything, but Madison. Sometimes yes. you know.
Sometimes they're accurate. Yes, sometimes you know you don't want to kiss somebody. That kiss, nobody was feeling that kiss.
Oh, yeah. Opa, whatever she kept saying.
Oh, right. Gabagool.
Ay, caramba. Sean says, and we can talk about this, if you're going to have a long, healthy marriage, I think you got to marry your best friend.
Yeah.
And that came up a couple of times over yes, the course it of did. This episode. Yeah. Thoughts on that?
I mean, maybe it needs to be a little bit more than just a best friend, I feel seemingly like, in our experience, yeah, perhaps. Yeah.
That's hard, right? Because I actually, that's not bad advice. Of no, course it
isn't.
No,
it's not. Yeah.
But there's a difference between friendship and romance.
Yes.
And I think also, like, people have gotten burned on the show before. I don't think that most of the people that go on this show are actually looking to marry their best friend.
Right.
Maybe Zach is, who knows? But I almost feel like there usually is kind of like the archetypal best friend contestant yes. versus the hot contestant.
Yes, and often the hot contestant gets picked. Yeah. Yes, that's absolutely right. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think that's it's better to marry your best friend than to marry someone that you despise. But ideally, you're marrying your best friend that you also want to have sex with for the next 75 years. Ideally, both of those things would be happening.
There we go. Yeah. Sorry, got a yeah. terrier in
you got
my
a
lap.
little dog in
or
your
little
lap.
Guy. Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, I guess given like Zach's vanilla-y approach, I mean, not that really any of the contestants are putting themselves out there as like sex maniacs,
right.
But it would be weird if Zach was like, I'm just here to fuck.
Well, if he's a mannequin come to life, he may not have genitals. Despite that woman saying that everything's bigger in Texas, like checking Zach out, clearly looking at his crotch, even though she cannot tell the size of his dick, and then saying that everything's better.
Tell.
Yeah, everything's better in Texas, bigger in Texas.
If anybody has big dick energy, it's Zach the Bachelor.
Zach says, I know some people are saying, why me? Indeed, I was. I still am saying, why you?
Here's my thing. At least Zach is like conventionally attractive.
Okay.
Like that to me is the difference between Zach and Clayton. Is mm-hmm. I can look at Zach and be like, yeah, of course, like an average 23-year-old from Houston, Texas is going to be like, he's hot.
Do you find him attractive?
Nah, me personally?
Yes.
No, but right. I can say objectively, if I saw him on the street, uh-huh. I'd be like, that's a handsome man.
Yes.
I would not say that
sure.
about Clayton.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah.
So
yeah.
like Clayton had nothing going for him
well,
except
those coats.
For that coat.
God, I want. Why didn't you get me that coat for Christmas? That was a big misstep on your part.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I could have been wearing that coat right now.
Right
it's a little chilly
now.
In here. Yeah,
that feels like more of a like 50th birthday present.
Well, just hold on to it. Put that idea in your noodle and keep it there.
I'll get you that coat as a divorce present so that you can wear it out to all of your dates.
Thank you. I would appreciate that. I'll tell you, not only is Zach conventionally attractive, but Sean says Zach has a funny side. I feel like that's like when they're like, this member of the boy band is the funny one. And they're like, waka waka.
He's yeah. also gay. I feel like Zach could be funny and like, and maybe a little weird. You know, I'm hoping that he is. I'm hoping that he has more personality than his, again, vanilla exterior would have us believe.
Well, there's later that scene where he's talking to that woman. He's like, I hope you're weird. I'm weird. But it felt like, you know, that Amy Schumer bit where she's like, my married friends say they're weird and like, I eat ice cream in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
And like, not at all weird. Yeah.
I feel like there was maybe like an episode when he was a contestant where he and Rachel were like, we're so wacky.
Yes.
And it was like, we're eating a crepe.
Yeah, right. Like, I'm eating a crepe from the bottom instead of a savory crepe. What will they think of next?
This is wackadoo.
What won't they make?
So, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. I am reserving judgment. My initial impression is that he is fine.
I do like that he was like, yeah, you gots to go to Madison.
Sure, yeah. I can't even wait for the rose ceremony. Yeah. See ya.
Well, he was like, well, you know, since you came out here to ask, like, right. As a matter of fact, I'm not attracted to you.
Yeah, right. Since you're going to go ahead and force the issue, here it is. Yeah.
They show the ladies watching as they do the bachelor reveal. I think this is a new thing.
This is a new thing. What the fuck? Who were these people? These are like crisis actors who were hired to pretend that they were excited that Zach is the bachelor.
And appropriately so. No, I think it was like real contestants. It's the ladies.
No, I understand, but like...
And their friends.
Okay, I just still think like
it would
that
be
like,
you've been accepted as a contestant
okay,
on the show.
You're going to find
we
out who
film
it is.
We want to film you while you find out who it is.
I still think that the response from some of them would genuinely be like, what? Who? Which one is that again?
It, they're like, I wanted it to be you. I wanted it to be you so badly.
I was hoping it would be you.
I wanted it to be you. I wanted it to be you so badly.
Brianna? I don't remember. Brianna?
I don't recall.
Let's say Brianna because it's spelled like Anna.
Okay.
Got America's first impression rose. I like how they say this as if it is like a political, like, thing.
Right, like she got the Democratic Party nomination for president.
She got it in a sealed box from President Biden. She's safe.
She's safe, yeah.
Although later in the episode, she says she'd still like to get the other first impression
roses. Sure, right, just greedy. Taking them all. Brianna. Yeah, Brianna, give me all these first impression roses.
I want to say that, and this is skipping ahead a little bit, I love the power play of showing up in a rose dress when you already have a rose.
That is well played.
I do
very
think
well
she's
played.
Fake, though. I don't trust her.
You don't trust America's first impression?
It's almost like America doesn't really know how to make a good choice.
Many Americans are idiots.
Yeah.
So did you write down, I did not write down all the names of all the women that were introduced to us.
No, I didn't either. We got a nurse, a rodeo racer, a single mom. That's a job too, guys.
A stay-at-home mom, that's a job too, guys.
A therapist?
Yes.
And then in my notes, I just have lots of nurses.
So I have, for the therapist, she was like a children's therapist, and they blurred the face of the mama bear doll. Did you notice that? She was like using a mama bear doll.
I thought they blurred the face of the kid.
Maybe the kid, too, but they definitely blurred the mama bear toy
mama
face.
Bear,
that's a copyright.
Like, I didn't give away your right to use my
image. Didn't sign consent on this.
Mama bear, can I kiss you?
Did you see that thing from like Wikipedia or whatever that was like, Mama Bear is 26 years old?
That is false. Mama Bear walks around in that hat. You're telling me that Mama Bear is 26 years old and she's wearing that cap?
According to the internet, Mama Bear is 26 years old or like 29. She is under 30 years old. She could be a contestant on this show.
Knock out three babies.
Knock out three cubs.
And then she bought him a Barbie doll. I mean, that tracks. She's a young mom, but she's also a grandma.
I would have guessed that she was 53 years old.
Why?
She just seems dowdy to me.
This feels like bear shaming.
It is a little bit of bear age discrimination. Bearism.
What 26-year-old bear doesn't love to quilt?
What 26-year-old bear doesn't come home from work and put her duster on? She takes her going out hat off and puts her duster on.
And she had to soak her feet.
Oh, how old do you think Papa Bear is?
75.
Anyone who falls down the stairs on a Fast Wheels car and sits on a rubber duck in the bathtub.
But then he comes in first in that 5K.
No, for the family.
For his age group,
no,
I
the
thought.
Fam, they get an award for finishing as a family. They do not. It's very explicit that they do not come in first in that race.
Papa Bear's been married like four times before Mama Bear.
Yeah, bears are not monogamous for life.
Oh, join the club. The women from the limo chant, I am beautiful, I am confident, I am strong. Okay, ladies, take a seat.
Is this like a Stuart Smalley type thing? I mean, they don't even know who that is.
I don't know who that is.
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
That's that SNL Al Franken character that's like, I am smart and gosh darn it. I don't even remember what the catchphrase is anymore.
I was thinking more about The Help. What is it? You is kind. Oh, right. You is sweet.
Yeah. Speaking of woke things, The Help, yeah, guys.
Look, I'm all for confidence, right? Like, again, I like the idea of it. This is a different generation, isn't it? Like, just feels different.
It's different. Well, I mean, we're in our 40s now. We can't understand these people.
I talk about this with my mom friends a lot. Like, looking at our daughter and her generation and their friends, they are all so confident, and it really just irks me. I think somebody needs to knock them down to size. I'm kidding. It's great that they're confident. I just think it's like, this is a new thing for them to manifest.
To have a mantra.
This.
Yes, and manifest. Yeah. 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 Maybe we need a mantra before we start this podcast.
Maybe. What would it be? You are funny.
Yeah. You are amazing.
You are not a
That's it. There's our mantra. Yeah. I'm not saying that. Well, but you can say that.
You know
that.
What? It doesn't apply to you.
You can say that. Now I have to bleep it out again. You're really putting me to work on this censorship.
You want to talk about some of these intros? I heard that you weren't that impressed.
I was not that impressed. I thought these were some of the
Shania
most...
Okay, Shania Twain.
That don't impress me much. Okay, so you got out of a limo. That don't impress me much.
Like, poor Brad Pitt didn't deserve it. He's just like sitting there in his house, his Architecture Digest house. He's right. Like, what did I ever do to you?
Come on, Shania Twain. Yeah, what was the problem? So
there's your next... What's the funny publication that you always do?
Oh, funny, yeah. Just a real funny McSweeney's piece about Brad Pitt. Yeah. What's wrong with me, Shania Twain? Yeah, Brad Pitt responds to Shania Twain. Yeah. You need to, I think you should write that. That was your idea.
A therapy session with Brad Pitt following his first listening of That Don't Impress Me Much.
That's you should write that. No, that's good. Your idea.
That's really your bag more.
So I have, these limo entrances are the worst. I just thought, like, I know
they
you were getting
fine.
On me early. I thought they were bland. They were as bland
you
as Zach is.
Cannot be. You will never be satisfied.
No, I am satisfied by nonsense. Like, I
no,
want this
I feel
to
like
be.
When we used to watch the show together and the intros would get nonsensical, you would get so mad.
But in a fun way. I want people coming in a 2-person horse costume. I want somebody skydiving in. Like, I want somebody coming in dressed as a pencil or
you
whatever.
You got a pig.
I loved the pig.
Well,
that was fantastic.
Go.
I loved that. Yeah.
I kind of like this. Like, a pig, a party bus. I don't need everybody to do something crazy.
You don't
crazy.
Need somebody coming in dressed as Gumby and like, I'm real flexible.
Yeah. Stuff or like that guy that just had his head on a platter. Like, what are we doing?
I don't like that stuff. But you remember it. That's what I'm saying. You remember it, and like, it's an entertainment value. Like, having a guy with his head on a platter, or like a guy in a box. Like, we remember that.
What if it's just your dick in a box?
I'm surprised nobody's done that yet. Here's the move. You come with a box, like, sewed to your crotch, and you're like, hey, Bachelorette, I've got something in here for you. And you open it up, and then it's like a chocolate or something. That's a limo entrance right there.
No, that definitely crosses some sort of consent line.
No, but there's nothing in it. It's a nice thing that's in there, like a flower or something. Yeah.
Oh, it's a flower.
I'm the wrong person to ask about this should I kiss you thing, clearly. How did you feel about Holland's joke? You were in the wrong Holland.
Well, it didn't pay off.
It did
she
not
got
pay
cut.
Off. No. Yeah.
I thought it was pretty funny.
It's a pretty good line, right?
Yeah. I thought so.
Yeah. I mean, Zach doesn't have genitals, so he doesn't understand it, but.
Seems like the type of person you might try to slide into a DM.
I'll be in Holland. I've never visited.
Yeah. again, really not a whole lot going on. He kisses Bailey. They kiss when she comes up. He chugs some maple syrup. I don't know. We learned about a phrase from North Dakota, oofda.
Ooh, I know oofda. Yeah. Oh, I didn't. Everybody knows oofda.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Oofda.
Oofda. Yeah, it's Norwegian. It. It's kind of like how they have a lot of lutefisk up there.
Oofda.
A lot of Norwegian immigrants in the North Dakota, Minnesota area.
Oofda. I know. That's where Kirsten... whatever her... Kirsten Larson... American girl from Sweden.
Oh, yes, of course, goes. Yeah, she immigrates there.
They were in Minnesota.
Correct. They were in Minnesota. Yeah, with Becca Kufrin.
Yeah,
actually, Becca Kufrin is a direct descendant of Kirsten, the American Girl doll. People don't know that, but it's true.
Fun fact.
So, Catherine is the one who says she's weird, and Zach's like, I hope you're weird, and then we see no indication that either one of them are that weird. Like, again, I would have loved it if Catherine was like, I'm weird. I cut the tails off of roadkill and hang it up in my house.
Well, I feel like, for instance, like Kendall and her taxidermy.
Yes.
Like, that's legit weird.
Yeah, that's a little weird. This is like, I eat my Oreos from the inside out.
One time I put peanut butter on a turkey sandwich. Yeah, right.
I like pineapple on a pizza.
Uh-huh.
Which is very good.
Oh, my God.
No, what?
It's not.
Yes, it is. It's great.
No.
Pineapple on a pizza is fantastic.
You can serve that at your divorce party.
I will. Actually, that is a great idea for this party. Is like each of us serves the things we like that the other person can't stand.
Milk duds and,
galore. Yes, milk duds on your side. And like, yeah, just has like, it's divided in half and like all of our annoying traits. So I'll be over there clenching my jaw, singing karaoke.
What would I be doing? I have no annoying traits.
You'll be over there asking me for a glass of water.
I'll be over there bullying you.
Bring me some water. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you miss it, don't you?
No, I don't. I sure don't.
Also, when you walk into the party, you have to choose whose side you're going
to. Yes, you got to pick a side. Otherwise, you're kicked out.
All right, let's see. So should I know who Christina Mandrell's mom is? When she's like, my mom is Barbara Mandrell or whoever it is.
Oh, it's pronounced Howie Mandel. That's who it is. I don't know who that is.
She's like I'm Googling.
Okay.
Barbara Mandrell, an American country music singer.
Oh. Huh. I don't know who that is. What is
it
she
says,
sing?
During the late
1970s. She sings that Folsom County PTA song. Is that right?
I don't know. Let me look at it. She was considered among the country's most successful music artists.
Did she sing that song about the PTA?
What's it called? Folsom?
Something. It's probably not
Folsom
County.
Folsom,
but there's some
blues.
Sort of put PTA country song. PTA
Harper
plus.
Valley. Nope. The Harper Valley
Harper
PTA.
Valley PTA, yeah.
That's Jeannie C. Riley.
Oh, of course it's Jeannie C. Riley.
Let's see.
I always get Jeannie C. Riley and Barbara Mandrell confused. Songs. It's embarrassing every time.
There's No Love in Tennessee.
No. That doesn't sound true.
Some Girls Have All the Luck. Too Hot to Sleep.
Whoa, I bet you are.
Love is Thin Ice. You bet your ass it is Barbara Mandrell.
If they don't play a Barbara Mandrell song this season, they're idiots.
All right, we'll play some Barbara Mandrell in this episode.
You can put some right here.
When you're married, but not to each other.
You don't know who this is, but the reason I'm calling you is because I was going through my man's pockets this morning, and I just happened to find your name and number. So, woman to woman, I don't think it's wrong to call you. Now, I don't know how you're gonna take this. You might even hang up the phone. But you see, it really doesn't make any difference. And it's only fair that I let you know that man that you've been seeing, he's mine, and I love him. So woman to woman, I think you'll understand.
I did not know who that was, but I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I like a female country vocalist quite a bit.
I know.
Unless it's that Shania Twain making fun of Brad Pitt. Nobody wants that.
She's Canadian. She doesn't get it.
Yeah, that she just does not understand country and Western music.
Go back to where you came from.
Go drink maple syrup up north. Yeah. Get out of here.
Get out. Harrow.
Oh, there's a cat.
There's a cootie.
Okay, so, I mean, we already kind of... So you want to talk about the party bus?
This seems like it could go really wrong.
There's a cat and a dog. These two are fighting like cats and dogs right by the microphone.
She's just picking a fight. Yeah. She's just being an asshole.
Yeah, correct. Swatting. She's like an octopus like, punching a fish for no
awake?
Reason. Yep.
I'm going to beat the shit out of you.
Here we go. Oh, about to swat you.
Yeah, there's a party bus that Christina brings. Mm-hmm. I do want to say, I believe I'm getting Catherine and Katie confused.
That is entirely possible.
But one of them really reminded me of the 90s actress from Models, Inc. She might have also even been on Melrose Place. She was in one of my absolute favorite Lifetime Movie Network movies. Now I can't remember the name of it.
But it was absolutely your favorite.
It is.
It was just the favorite.
So good.
It was your favorite and your best.
The actress is Cassidy Ray.
Okay.
What's the name of that movie?
Hang on. Now we got to look this up. I already looked up the Harper Valley PTA thing, so I blew my Google search for this episode.
Well, she was in Lying Eyes. Lying Eyes.
Oh, what's
the
premise?
She plays a high school student, and she gets in a wreck with this hot older guy after cheerleading practice one day, and they start a romance.
Wait, she hits the hot older guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and he's like, don't worry about it, and gives her his business card.
Oh.
And he he takes care of the car. He details it all. And then he goes and he's like, come out with me. So they start dating.
Uh-huh.
She learns, this is shocking, he's actually married with kids.
Oh my God, I can't believe it. You did blow my mind.
At the same time that all this is happening, she gets a stalker.
There's this whole chain of stalking. Yes.
Well, and the person locks her in the steam room at cheerleading practice.
Of course.
Starts terrorizing
her.
Yeah,
of course. If there's a steam room, you're going to get locked in it in high school.
Sure.
That's how most people die.
So her assumption is that it's the wife. But she confronts the wife, and the wife is like, you're just one and a, like, take a number, basically.
Right. You're just a long line
of
these.
It's not the wife.
Yeah.
It's one of the previous girls. He does this every year. He goes, finds a new cheerleader.
Wait, does he, drive around and, ram their cars?
Yes, he gets in the wrecks with them. And
is his insurance company what the fuck, man? what are you doing?
Be a lot cheaper just to buy him a drink.
Yeah, every September he's getting in a wreck with a high school cheerleader.
Well, are you ready for this twist?
There's more twists?
The girl that it was who's terrorizing her is her best friend's older sister.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lying Eyes.
Yeah. Okay, so let me ask a question. Okay. Are these cheerleaders of legal age?
I mean, assumingly not, right?
Okay,
they're in high school.
Yeah. That means high schoolers can be 18, but I don't know
how
scuzzy it's getting.
It is the spring of their senior year,
okay.
So maybe she is adult.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I didn't know how big of a scuzz bag we were dealing with.
Pretty
here.
Big.
Pretty
though.
Big. Pretty Still big. Pretty big.
Pretty
yes.
Pretty big.
Well, I didn't know if it was asshole or jail time scuzz bag.
Well,
I guess if he's causing accidents, though, that's a crime right there. Just driving. I bet he rammed a bunch of the wrong people, too. Like, oh, sorry, you're the president
he's
of the chess club.
You're not hot enough.
Yeah, get back in your car. I'll go. Just driving around the parking lot, slamming into cars. Boom, here's my number. Boom, here's my number. Oh, goodness.
I mean, honestly, it's not that bad of a tactic.
No.
I could see you getting there.
Well, I'm going to get desperate enough. That's going to happen. Just driving down the parkway, slamming into people, hanging outside of Mother's Morning Outs. And just ramming the cars on the drive-in.
You could do a lot worse than some of those moms.
Oh, yeah. Oh, tell me about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, Katie reminds me of the actress Cassidy Ray.
I forgot that's what we were talking about.
Yep, Cassidy Ray.
Yes. All right, so we have Brianna get Zach to talk about himself in the third person. There's a lot of third person talk in this mm-hmm. episode. He's like, Zach is looking for love. Zach is vanilla. Zach is a male mannequin come to life.
Clayton's in the back. Quayton Whitey.
Quayton, Zach's friend. Quayton killed Wabbit by petting too hard. Oh, and then she comments on Zach referring to himself in the third person. Yeah. She like baited him into it, and then it's like, what are you doing?
Idiot. Yeah, you sound dumb.
So this is where we get the I kind of want to kiss you if that's okay with you. I think at least, so let me ask you this. What if he said something like, I'm going to kiss you now?
See, I don't like that.
Okay.
That to me is the worst option.
Okay. So it's like
be polite uh-huh. and say, like, ask, okay, can I kiss you? Or just kiss them.
Right.
Be
so you
like,
think the middle option is the worst. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that just sounds kind of asshole-y. Okay. I'm going to kiss you now.
I'll kiss you.
But you know me. I don't like it when people try to boss me around.
Right. No, well, that and just kissing noises in general. God, just terrible. Yeah. Yeah, I feel like if he was like, I kind of want to kiss you, if that's okay, you'd be like, no, the noise.
I'd be like, it's a no from me, yeah, dog.
Yeah, no thanks. Yeah. All right, so, but Madison and
Bodes
Zach.
Bodes well for my post-divorce dating life, by the way.
Your Hinge profile will just say, don't kiss me.
Yeah.
No kissing noises, please.
Do you like being ordered around for household tasks?
You're like our son listening to Baxter licking and just like, oh, I can't take this noise.
Can't do it.
Can't stand it. Yeah, so Madison and Zach do not have a good kiss. They are mutually in agreement that it's not a good kiss. It's a bomb. They're not feeling it.
You've like skipped a lot. You skipped the party bus.
Well, oh no, I'm sorry. We didn't cover the party bus. We got off on a tangent.
Yeah, because he kisses Cassidy. Katie. He kisses Greer. He kisses Christina. And then he kisses Madison. Yeah. Like Madison's.
Well, that's just it. He's worn out.
Yeah.
He's kissed out for the night.
No, because then he kisses Charity and he's like, that's a good kiss.
Whoa, whoa, wubba, wee wah.
Hubba,
hubba.
On the party bus, I really liked Christina Mandrell's rapid fire questions.
Yeah.
So let me ask you, what's cooler, dinosaurs or dragons? We're going to.
Okay.
One, two, three, dragons.
Dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Dinosaurs are cooler because they have the same logic that I think he used. They're real. So wouldn't you rather see a dinosaur and learn about dinosaurs?
First of all, dragons might be real. Let's not make any big claims. That's why dragons are cooler because they can be whatever.
But dinosaurs are cooler because it's based in fact and you can learn about science when you see them.
It's not what I think.
No, I did like, and the drawings
not
that she did.
Not according to Jesus.
The drawings were terrific, too. I really enjoyed that. Okay, so mountains or beach? One, two, three.
Beach.
Mountains. Boy,
really?
This is why we didn't last.
That's surprising to me.
I mean, I like the beach, but...
When do you ever go to the mountains?
Well, I assume mountains means like woods.
No, it means mountains.
Okay, well, like, would you rather get, like, a cabin in the mountains or a beach house?
Beach house.
Cabin in the mountains.
Well,
this is why we...
You know what? I hope you enjoy your mountain retreat with your next wife.
And, I mean, this is not to say that I don't enjoy... That I don't love a beach house.
Yeah.
It's just... I also think maybe I haven't been to as many mountain cabins recently, so I'm craving that more.
Ah, yes. You're craving the mountain cabin getaway.
Yes. You know me. I'm going to search VRBO for Smoky Mountain cabin getaways. But yeah, I did like this move because it had the cards with the drawings on it. I really enjoyed that.
I thought Christina was cute and fun. I'll be disappointed if she ends up being a bitch because I feel like they're kind of...
Uh-huh, they're kind of getting
seems
that
like
energy.
She's giving a very difficult to read energy. Mm-hmm. I also thought she was really funny when she was talking about Kegels at the end of the episode.
I don't remember that. Was that the like post-credit?
Yeah, you gotta watch the credits. That's the only time when they show funny stuff.
Yeah, I just want... I forgot about it. I was so tired. It was like 11:30 when I was done with this.
They were all talking about Kegels. It was really funny.
Oh, okay. See, that should just be the show.
Yeah.
Can we just do that already? Yeah. Yeah. That's the Bachelor in Paradise energy.
Because I've been rewatching The Hills. Also, guys, new podcast recommendation. The Hills, was it real?
You Oh, you recommended the Laguna Beach one already.
Which also, Back to the Beach is back with season two.
Okay, okay.
But there's a similar type episode that has Frankie, Brody, and Audrina recapping the Hills episodes. And it's very fun.
Yeah.
But rewatching it, I was reminded that they released a like never before seen like scenes from the show on the DVD, which I did own. And one of the scenes is like Lauren's cat comes out and they've like shaved it and it has like a big lion's mane. And I actually remember
you talking about that.
Why is this not on the show?
Yeah, it's so great.
And
yeah.
There's, I don't understand. Like, I do feel like sometimes The Bachelor plays stuff that's funny on the actual episode.
Mm-hmm. Not that often, though.
No. That's like one of my favorite clips from the show is when they go to the pigs in the Bahamas.
Oh yeah,
because they that actually like, just show them like
that
being
is
really
your
funny
happiness.
And freaking
like
out.
That, I feel like that is like the, one of the happiest that I've ever
that
seen.
That clip
you.
Will never.
Yeah,
not
you were happier
to
watching
me.
That than at the birth of either of our children, for sure.
Well, you try pushing a baby out of your private parts and see how happy you are.
I'm just saying. I'm not. That's not a critique. I'm just saying.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's not a critique. Uh-huh. I'm just saying that I've never seen you so delighted.
Yeah. Well, guess what? Childbirth isn't always delightful.
I thought it
but
would be.
But thank you for mansplaining to me why I should be delighted.
I was not mansplaining that you should be delighted. Uh-huh. I was using it as a comparison point.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What if you gave birth to that clip, though? How happy would you have been then? Congratulations. It's the funniest Bachelor scene.
Oh, I'm delighted.
What a delight.
Okay. The girls all crashed the party bus. It does seem like a good time.
How close is this to your party bus experience?
Very, very similar.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought.
Yep. My friends got me a party bus for my 40th birthday. It was great.
I saw one of the Insta pictures. You were wearing a very fun hat.
I was.
Yeah.
They got me a top hat. They got me a walker. They got me a tiara.
Do you still have the hat?
No, I left the accessories. They got me a sash. I refused to wear it.
Oh, why didn't you wear the sash?
I'm a bad person for birthdays like that. They took a video of me coming into the bus and they like are all excited and they hand me the sash and I just say no.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not going to play along with
that.
Yeah.
I'm not.
But you wore the hat.
I wore the hat in the bus.
Yeah.
I wore the sash. Maybe in the bus, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You would not... Is there any sash that you would wear?
No. No sashes.
No,
what
I'm
you
saying,
mean?
Like, if there's... So, this one, I assume, said something like, birthday girl, Lordy, Lordy, look who's 40.
Yeah, birthday girl.
Yeah. But what if there was a sash that said, like, fuck you?
Well, they got me specialty napkins that had a birthday cupcake that said, blow me. That's more my style.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. Like, is there something, is there a phrase on a sash that you would wear around town?
Possibly.
Yeah.
I don't know. Fuck around and find out.
There it is. There's the slogan that goes on the sash. We got it. Okay, so Greer gets the first impression rose.
Yeah, I do want to take a pause here and say some girl makes them see how many meatballs they can fit in their mouth. And that was what I was going to make you do.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it would have been fun to present some meatballs and see how many you could fit in your mouth.
I have so many meatballs at home.
I don't have any.
So I have two bags of frozen meatballs at home because there was a Publix BOGO.
I told Ryan, I was like, I'm really excited because I'm going to do this funny little prank like mid-episode. But then I didn't get to the store to get the meatballs.
If you would have told me earlier today, we would have warmed the meatballs up in the oven.
I'm not going to tell you why, but I need a bunch of meatballs when we record.
I mean, I would have figured it out. But still, how many meatballs do you think you can fit in your mouth?
Are we talking like... Which ones?
Publix.
The big ones?
Publix, they're like golf ball size meatballs. Ping pong ball size, maybe.
Four?
Oh, really? I think I could get at least
You have a bigger
six.
Mouth
I do
than
have
me.
A much bigger mouth.
You don't have teeth, so it doesn't... Like,
well, there's so much
space.
Like each gap between my teeth can hold two, three meatballs, probably. So I think it's probably fine. Yeah.
Well, maybe that's what... As I said, maybe we can do that next
get
week.
Get your shit together,
well,
and we'll do that next week.
Then I also thought, do I really want to eat six meatballs just at like 3:30 in the afternoon?
I kind of do now. I wish I had some meatballs. Well, that would be delicious. You really, really disappointed. Really got my hopes up.
As you said, Greer gets the first impression rose. She talks about how Austin is her end goal since she's from Houston. Mm-hmm. So they like connect over the Texas thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Greer seemed pretty. A lot of these girls seem fine.
Yes. I don't see a lot. We'll see some personality maybe later. But yeah, nobody stood out to me as like having a really like strong. It's just this whole thing just kind of struck me as bland.
There were some girls on the upcoming season previews that I was like, who's that girl?
Well,
like,
of course, that happens all the time. No, we don't but know it was
like they,
are.
Like.
It or was, are they bringing more people in?
No, I mean, I don't know. There was one girl that I was like, who is that?
Hmm.
She was kind of an uggo. That's why she struck me.
I was going to say, well, you think so many people are uggos. It's hard to
distinguish between
them.
I actually thought
them.
That this was a pretty group of women.
Okay. This batch was a non-uggo batch.
Yeah. I feel like they
well,
they
I'm
did
sure
well
they're glad to hear
back.
It. I'm yeah, sure they're glad to hear
ladies,
it. Yep.
You passed my uggo test.
It's not easy, ladies. It's not easy. All right. Well, did you... Oh, so we. I have to say, Jesse says, like, how scared are you that you might send the wrong person home? Like, such a loaded question.
Extremely.
Yeah, and Zach's like, I'm extremely scared.
Extremely.
Yeah. Now that you mention it, Jesse, I'm a little worried about it.
But he's like, you know who is not the wrong person to send home? Madison.
Madison. Go ahead and send her home.
I feel confident in that
yes.
choice.
I'm very worried about that, but get out, Madison.
Also, one girl, and I don't even have in my notes who says this, but she says, Zach is here to find a best friend. I think I am his best friend, and he just doesn't know it yet.
Oh, God.
Yikes.
There's that affirmation again.
Yeah.
I'm Zach's best friend.
So, are we to roses?
We're ready to roses, but I only wrote down the first two and then got lost in the list. So,
okay.
Hopefully you wrote them all down.
I did write them down. I feel like... Oh, we didn't go, but just to mention, I mean, Charity seems like she maybe has some longevity because they kiss. She's the one that is a therapy worker.
You mentioned the kiss earlier. Yeah.
Okay. Roses. Okay. Christina, Charity, Bailey, Jess, Genevieve, Davia, Allie, Brooklyn, Katie, Anastasia, Gabby, Catherine, Mercedes, Victoria J, Kimberly, and Cat. Meow.
Meow.
Cat.
It's Izzy Cat.
Cat. Meow.
It's your Izzy Cat on the show.
Yeah.
That's all we got. Yeah. So
well, I was going to say that because you were supposed to listen to that Chris Harrison podcast.
I know. I'm sorry. I'll listen.
I
we can talk
to
about
it.
You listened
so
to three episodes of it. Yeah. So I will listen and we can drop some thoughts next time.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a busy week.
Well, when you got three dates and three nights in a row, German food last night.
That was not a date.
Uh-huh.
That was not a date at
BJ's
all.
BJ's tonight.
It was not a date.
A viewing of live theater tomorrow night.
Also not a date. Oh, all right. Well, gang, what are your overall predictions for this season? You got anything?
I mean, honestly, it all looked pretty standard from the previews.
Yeah. It'll be interesting though. We've said that we want like more of a return to like, this might be more of like a classic.
This felt
Bachelor.
More like a classic season to me, mm-hmm. honestly.
Yeah.
Like the intros were a little bit subdued.
Yep.
I don't mind a classic season.
We'll see. We'll
it's okay.
see. Yeah, this
maybe
is
a return to the classics.
Like call us Enigma because it's return to innocence. Hi-ya, hi-ya, hi-ya.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.